Radio Rubber Room, coming to you as always from Soundcheck Studios. I'm here with Sean.
As always.
Yeah.
As recently.
As recently. Always recently.
Always recently.
Always recently. As of summer 2014.
Well, thanks, Sean. Thanks, Sean. Chanel.
Hey, what's
Brian
up,
Brian over on the boards in the chair. Yeah. And then we've got LT and the Great Scots here with us tonight. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Yeah.
Thanks
fantastic.
For having us. What's up? Yeah, thanks a lot for having us.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming. So, I guess everyone in the band's name is Scott or LT.
Yes. Yeah. Except for one person.
Except me. Except the ampersand. So, yeah. I'm not.
And,
I'm not
and
an
so,
LT
what shall we call you?
You can call me Matt. You can call me my name.
So, you are Matt Church and you play drums
I
and percussion?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. Well, I'm assuming then your initials must be LT then.
That's a negative, Ghost Rider. No.
No.
Oh, this is a
we'd already named the band.
Of, yeah,
they, and so, and then he came in and was like, well, we're going to need you to change your name, man. It's just not.
Yeah.
I haven't been to the DMV yet.
Yeah. Nah.
Haven't made it
as much fun
process,
as DMV is.
You know,
yeah.
Have to have passports
make that happen.
Change.
Make that happen.
Yeah, there you go.
So, anybody else with a name other than Scott or LT in the band? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. No.
I also go by Laura. I just want to be clear.
Would that be the T and LT?
The L and LT?
No, yeah.
Come on, Dana, keep up. One or the other.
Spelling 101.
I'm working on my English language.
It's fundamental.
Yeah, it is fundamental.
Anyone ever accidentally said lieutenant?
Oh, yes. In fact, like,
they
started calling me LT, like, just because of, you know, too many Lauras around. And that had always kind of been my nickname, and I have in the past been called lieutenant. Lots of different variations on my name. So LT fits. It's
cool.
Easiest to say.
Very nice. That leaves two.
Yes.
Unless I counted wrong.
You're correct.
No, fantastic.
Good math.
Together they multiply. Yeah.
I was trying to come up with something witty to say to that.
We're trying not to feed him a
bomb.
Yes. And in your defense, it was a dumb question.
Yeah.
Actually, their names aren't really Scott, though. That's like a middle name.
Right? Whoa.
It's true. We are both.
We are both middle Scots.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is your band name is a lie.
It is.
Yes. Basically, it's all just one big hoax.
It's LT and the Fake Scots.
It just became clear to me at this moment that's...
can we change it to LT and the Fake Scots?
I think we should. For now, for tonight.
And the
yeah.
Fake Scots, sure.
That'll be the name of our next EP.
One night only.
Well, speaking of albums and whatnot, you've got one out you just released within a year, I believe, correct?
Yeah,
if I'm right.
Yeah.
My math gets better as it gets longer, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was 2014.
2014?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So that's been out almost a year. And then one is in the works, correct?
Well, we're going back into the studio in March. But I don't know that we're going to do a full-on album. I think we like the idea of releasing songs as we go.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal is to make it a monthly process to go in the studio, record a song, mix it down, put it out there.
So a song every month. That'll probably be about 10 songs.
Yeah. Well, let's be honest. I'm sure it won't end up happening every month. But we set the goal, and that's what we will try for.
Nice in theory.
We've got 6 or 7 of them out. That'd be great.
Did you set the goal in January?
kind of like a New Year's
resolution.
We're
going to start in March.
We all got
officially,
together.
The goal starts in March.
So after Chinese New Year.
That's right.
That's how I do
exactly.
It, too.
Yeah. There you go.
Because it's like New Year's is like right in the middle. It's still a holiday. There's no way... Like, give up drink now. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So I wait till Chinese New Year's. All right, it's like February.
That's what Lent's for. It's only 40 days.
It's true.
No, Lent's only 3 days.
Oh, okay.
Historically for me.
Oh, right.
Usually 48 hours.
Yeah.
Sometimes an hour and a half. What it is I'm getting
90
out.
Minutes.
For each song, we'll be lighting the Lenten candle. You know,
Jewish New Year is in November, I think.
Is it?
Maybe we'll go New Year to New Year.
It's the new fiscal year, right? It's October, November.
Wow. We have to
It's getting too complicated.
I stopped having New Year's. I go by the Mayan calendar, so my shit's just over.
It's over. And that voice that you're hearing for the first time.
I actually saw a show on, I think it was the History Channel or something. It was like the Mayan calendar, and it's like Doomsday, and it's like, that is so 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Why are we watching? It didn't happen. We already know. And now this show ends.
Unless it did, and we're all just figments of,
That transition was way too smooth for that to be the case. Because I just woke up and I was like, oh, everything's normal.
That's how it would happen, though.
Is it? Right? That just blew my mind. We gotta take a break.
That's what the sky did.
We do have to take a break.
I assume my life is like a Truman Show sort of situation.
It is.
It's possible. It has that feeling. I mean, we are microphone.
I am filming you all the time, Sean.
It is amusing. But I do want to introduce Jeff Miller before we take this first break.
All right. Hi, everyone.
Jeff Miller is our radio reverend photographer, videographer, who's here making us look better than ever, hopefully.
Or at least trying to.
I was hoping you were going to say the sweater was.
I mean, you look fantastic, Derek.
It is the sweater. I mean,
it's a good sweater.
Yeah,
it's got to be the sweater.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah. You, horizontal lines.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe this is going to drive us to look better on the show.
I think it'll improve all of our hygiene.
I like that shirt, too.
Well, thank you.
For example.
Church pretty sweet.
We don't have the smell of it, do we?
Not yet.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Well, okay, we're going to get to our first break. You guys are going to be playing some tunes. Are they going to be from the album, or are we going to be hearing a mix of both?
We're
going to
play all three songs from the EP and then a new one.
Fantastic. Excellent. Well, we'll be back with more LT and the Great Scots here in Radio River Room, but right now this is Sideways Orange with Bunny Ha.
Oh. pickled cucumber is a pickle, but nothing else pickled is a pickle. What a pickle. Pickled eggs aren't pickles. Pickled pig's feet aren't pickles. What a pickle. I like pickles.
Hey guys, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room. It's no secret that I like food, but what I like even more than food is food stuffed into other food. Stuffing food into other food can be a frustrating endeavor. Trust me, I know. Newly developed in Grandpa's tool shed comes Sean's Food Stuffins. Sean's Food Stuffins are so simple. Get classics like bacon stuffed chicken donut and chocolate ice cream spaghetti burger. You can even get a whole pizza with a bag of chips inside. My favorite. Get cottage cheese stuffed apple. Acid reflux a problem? Get Pepto-Bismol filled sandwich. What's even better than food stuffed into other food, you ask? Food that's stuffed into other food with even more food stuffed inside. That's why all of my products come in 100% edible packaging. Mmm, delicious. Check out my new licorice stuffed hot dogs with meat-like pretzel coating and caramel drizzle. Sean's Food Stuffins, because constipation is no picnic.
Do you need a place to keep your money before you use it? Where Fells Wargo? We're a bank. You can totally trust us because we're good with money. For just dollars a day, you'll know that your money is safe with us. Need somewhere to put your money before you give it to other people? Well, for a menial fee, you'll know your associate will get most of the money, as we'll only take a small percentage. Transferring money from one account to the other? We'll barely charge for that. Trying to get a mortgage can be tough, but not with us. APR financing as low as 90%. Need a loan? Just kidding. Can't pay? Now accepting children. Don't have enough money? We'll take some off your hands. Got too much? Here, have some more. Are you totally rich? You could never spend all of your money in two lifetimes. We are, so we know what it's like. Bank with us at Fells Wargo. We love your money even more than you do. Money.
This is Sean, and I want to hear your band on Radio Rubber Room, the club sandwich of radio shows. Do you want to be the bacon on this club sandwich? Email your music to rubberroommusic@gmail.com. Club sandwich.
Bob.
Were you the one crowd surfing at the show? Yeah. That was awesome.
Yep.
I want to see the...
Welcome back. That was LT and the Great Scots live here on Radio Rubber Room. And tell us about that tune.
It's called Bill.
You don't have to.
Yeah. It's called Bill?
Next question.
Yeah. I guess just because when we were putting it together, it made me think of Bill Withers. And so, yeah.
Couldn't come up with another name, so we had this idea for a while that we were going to name all our songs, give them a male name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so there's one called Bill, and there's one called Jack.
Yes, and we didn't record Jack. He didn't make the cut.
Not Scott.
No.
oddly enough, not Scott. I'm a big fan of that name.
That'll be the next one.
Yeah, that would be confusing.
Scott.
Yeah.
So all the songs on the EP, what did I say?
Okay.
Okay.
It's the French version.
Yeah, let's do the rest of the show in French. If you will.
Can we not?
Croissant. That's all I got anyway.
I was going to say. I think all of us just have a laugh and a bad French accent.
That's all of a sudden, cool. I go mute at that point. So
you really need to know.
Jean Lapelle.
Matt and I met in ninth grade French class, actually.
How about that?
Really?
Strange transition, yeah.
So we're ready. Let's do French.
So it all started. Wait, what grade?
Ninth.
Yeah, bullshit. You don't know anything.
Exactly. No. I was French one twice, by the way. So.
That's French two twice.
It was basically study hall.
I took
Spanish a couple times, all the same year, at the same level a couple times. Yeah. One year I got a 9.
Nice. You were working hard.
On a scale of 1 to 10, that's...
Can you even pronounce taco? Yeah.
So depending on how you're looking at it, right?
Tuco?
Yes. Close
yes.
enough.
Si.
Yeah.
Si.
Yeah.
Si. Say?
So, no language for Derek.
Yeah, where were we?
Pretty much.
Go ahead, Chanel. Take over.
Wow.
So what was that song about?
I guess just kind of being screwed over.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't really write it with anyone in mind. I don't know anyone. I did know a guy named Bill, but he's really nice, and it's not about him.
The irony.
Yeah, he's like, you know, he's a good guy.
So, know what I'm learning about you guys? You just throw names around willy-nilly.
It's really shit.
That'll be actually.
I'm learning that about ourselves.
Is the next name, the
willy
name of our next song.
Willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly, yeah.
Excellent.
Wow.
To be released.
So they kind of do names like you do language in general.
Yeah, just... put them together in
any given order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And meaning happens.
Well, no Derek's way. Thinking, he says the same word multiple times, I think. I kind of want to make a compilation. Hello, hello, all right. Like, cool.
Yeah.
Even in texts.
And in emails and messages, yeah. It's never just cool. It's always cool.
Cool, all right.
Do you just have a natural echo pedal? That you
As a matter of fact.
It's just, I don't like the way this is going.
All of a sudden, you're feeling a little in the hot seat.
Don't worry, Derek. We love you anyway.
Okay, good. Cool. fantastic.
Lovely. So do you guys have any shows coming up?
Yes. Saturday at Midnight Brewery, which is located in Goochland, as I'm learning from Google Maps. And it's now scheduled 3:30 to 6:30.
Well, early show, yeah. 3:30 to 6:30.
Mm-hmm. So you can like...
And what day of the week was that?
That's this Saturday.
Saturday. Yeah.
Cool.
This Saturday, yep.
And then the weekend after that, we have...
Crossroads
at 8 on Saturday?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say yes.
And then Strange Ways, noon on Sunday.
So you guys are busy.
We like the breweries.
Yeah, they
give us free beer.
The breweries give us, they let us drink for free, so I'm a fan.
And they close early, so people get to go home and go
to sleep.
They're
not technically bars, so they can't be open after 9. So.
Yeah, I feel like the brewery gets...
And children are there, it's odd.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't know what's going on.
No.
They're just kids. But, and you know...
Don't want to go down that rabbit hole.
You know, with all the breweries popping up, you know, breweries I've noticed are becoming very popular.
Sure.
Pretty good gigs, because, you know, you're not out super late. You can, like, wake up the next day, depending on
how much beer you actually
free
consume.
How much of that free beer you consume.
Yeah. But at least you got a good, you know, you're done by what, 7, 8?
Yeah.
Well, you got the Crossroads gig in between, so you just pick up some extra coffee.
Yeah, really.
Exactly.
Not really down with the coffee, but
Oh, you will.
But they have beer.
But they also have beer. So. They also, Crossroads Death Star Beer. And both of those places are great because of, I mean, they're always, there's always a good draw, whether it's for us or not.
And have
I mean,
Miss Pac-Man table it.
And Crossroads has the old school Pac-Man, the flat deal, like Pizza Hut. Miss Pac-Man. Pretty sweet. Yeah. Miss Pac-Man, yeah. That's Miss Pac-Man. I think it's, yeah.
Have you guys played much on the Miss Pac-Man?
No, but I did use it for my ukulele stand the last time.
Oh, no, actually played
it's more of a resource. No,
I have we need to start incorporating that, though, into the shows. Mm-hmm. Like, make sound it effects. Just sort of like, yeah, mic it. And samples. So that we can hear the little noises. Would be good.
I was wondering if anyone was like in the top like scores.
Don't have the high score yet. No.
I'm surprised like no one ever like took
challenge
that,
accepted.
Took that concept of like Pac-Man, like mixed it with Pong and made like Monkey in the Middle or something.
Done, Sean. Make a game.
That. I'm sure it'd be really easy to find a graphic designer that could do that nowadays.
I mean, programming-wise, they'd probably take 15 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
As long as you keep the 8-bit graphics, yeah.
Monkey in the Middle.
Monkey in the Middle.
the video game.
Because it wasn't annoying enough when you were in kindergarten.
Yeah, you enjoyed it so much in real life.
Are we going to do Barrel of Monkeys next?
Chanel, sounds like something we're good at.
I was not very good at Monkey in the Middle, but people thought I would be because I was so tall and I had really long arms and was terribly awkward. The problem was I was terribly awkward and clumsy, so playing Monkey in the Middle just ended up with like me accidentally smacking people in the face.
We're going to have to test this theory.
Long arms just flailing violently.
We're going to have to test this theory later.
No.
Please don't play Monkey in the Middle. I angrily run at one of the people. That always seemed to work for me.
You were rather large.
That was my go-to move.
We made it angry. Like, so we like, to, like, scare away cats and like lions.
Bloody murder and charge the little ones.
Do that.
You made the monkey angry.
Start throwing bananas at you and fleeing for their lives.
If he throws the ball away, just beat him.
Sean's like, I loved it. I always got bananas. bananas. That's the best
on us. Potassium.
I love potassium.
It's great.
I still think we should design that app.
Which one? Monkey in the Middle?
Yeah.
The Monkey in the Middle app.
New.
From Spoofco.
On Xbox One.
Yeah. And iPhones.
Good
Monkey
stuff.
In the Middle.
Yeah, that'd be, I could probably play that app on my phone.
You might be able to. We might be able to make it simple enough for you to play and then.
The game should be really low D, but have a super high definition commercial.
Absolutely. Yeah. With just Sean's face.
It should look like the Boom Beach commercials, but then when you actually look at the game, you're like, this sucks.
Yeah. It's 30 years old.
Hey, I played that.
It was like a nice letdown.
And then I think it should have bananas, I believe.
Yeah.
So you, if you pull your method, you can just charge them and they just chuck bananas at you.
Excellent. And then to defeat them, you just eat the, you get Sean's face to eat the bananas. I think it's such a good idea.
I'd have to make that noise.
Have a muscle.
It'll be a combination of Pac-Man and Pong.
And Pong. And a really obnoxious monotone scream. Just.
Just go like. And Sean's worst nightmare.
Yeah. So, where are you guys recording these songs a month? Song of the month. Song of the month.
Song of the month.
Does Pedro have a name?
He named it something.
Yeah, Pedro Aida has a studio, and he's named it something.
Fairly new. Fairly new. I mean,
it's a new studio.
Tom Studios.
It's a new.
Well, yeah, we recorded it in a bedroom or a couple of bedrooms in his living room. But in the meantime, he's built out this like garage shed thing out back, and it's absolutely amazing. And, yeah, I guess we'll be out there this go around, but it totally has a name now, and it didn't then, other than Pedro.
Pedro Aida.
Pedro's, yeah.
That's the important part.
Let us know.
See, I don't speak Spanish, so I have no idea what you're saying right now.
That's Peruvian.
No idea what's going on.
Not that's any different.
You lost me at Pedro.
Yeah.
turned into
the teacher on Charlie Brown at that point.
Yeah.
Studio.
You notice my eyes completely glazed over.
There you go.
And I got a 9. And I got a 9.
Good job.
I don't know what that means.
Hey, Jack, who are we listening to next?
Is it time to take a break?
I think it is.
Cut me off.
Yep.
All right. Up next, we're going to be back to some more live tunes and talking to LT and the Great Scots. But right now, this is Downbeat Switch with the Light. Here on Radio Rubber Room.
Mm-hmm.
They say don't get up on the wrong side of the bed, but the right side of my bed is against the wall. I'm confused.
Hey guys, Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. Driving can be tough if you're drunk or blind or a baby. Driving assistance monkeys are now being trained thanks to a new method of training that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Just remove driving assistance monkey from the fresh seal packaging. Don't worry, they're in a state of hibernation. They did, in their favor, just complete a rigorous training program and travel a long way to get to you. All it takes to activate your monkey is a firm shaking. Once awakened, your driving assistance monkey is ready to drive right out of the box. Drive home from the bar or hospital in style. Thanks to a loophole in federal law, driving assistance monkeys are not subject to traffic violations. Your driving assistance monkey will get you there fast. How fast? Faster than you can tell it where you're going. Driving assistance monkey preemptively decides your destination. Avoiding to yield to traffic, roads, or pedestrians, your driving assistance monkey will get you there using the most direct route. In time, it will learn your area and be able to do tasks on its own, such as go to the grocery store, return books to the library, score drugs, and pick up the kids from school. Don't worry, driving assistance monkey is great with kids, gently smacking troublesome children in the face or throwing feces at them. Each driving assistance monkey comes with monkey-sized driving cap, flavored reward tokens, and emergency sleepy time syringe, just in case of a rebellious monkey. Don't forget to ask about kitchen help, Gorilla. Making culinary tasks a breeze with his knowledge of fire and steel. You'll love having my monkeys around. They'll most likely obey your every command.
John Lee Designs.
Build your website.
John Lee Designs will meet all your web development and graphic design needs.
Elegant. Sleek.
John Lee is highly experienced in all aspects of XHTML.
CSS.
Java.
PHP.
HTML.
And web development.
J-O-N-L-E-E. Design.com.
Or johnleedesign@gmail.com. Or call him anytime at
804-829-0633. Sexy.
Sexy.
Help yourself.
Sean Austin isn't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but on a cold night, he's the best spooner.
Thank you.
We are back. That was LT in the Great Scots here on Radio Rubber Room.
And that song was called Bad Ideas?
Yes.
So what bad ideas are you referring to?
Let's refer to it as Steve.
There are a bunch of names that I could put on that list.
Steve.
Oh, snap.
So you can name that one Steve, John, Tommy. Bruce. Bruce was a really bad idea.
I've had a few bad ideas, so, yeah.
Any good ideas?
Elaborate. Yeah.
Write the song about the bad ideas.
Yeah, exactly. Good so idea. That's the thing. You gotta have the bad ideas in order to get the better ideas.
There you go.
I need to have more ideas just so I can have bad ones.
You gotta start somewhere. An idea is better than no idea.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
There you go.
It's true. It's a true story.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan.
It's one of those cat posters.
It's an inspirational poster. Yeah.
Motivational poster, yeah.
Do you have that poster?
No, I don't think so.
Can we do a poster with Sean hanging from something?
I know that if there's like a cat behind it, it's way better than if it's like a picture of Magic Johnson.
So that's like... Right. So basically that poster is like a meme you put on your wall.
Yeah, it's a meme.
Yeah, it's like a meme, dude.
Yeah.
It's a meme before memes.
On a wall, before it was a wall.
Before it was
Sorry.
A wall.
Sorry.
With bananas.
Mind blown yet again.
Wow, I just got it.
Blown.
Like everything.
Wait a second.
So what's...
Great Scott.
With bananas.
Sorry.
Well played, sir.
Good show.
Great Scott, I get it.
1.21 gigawatts.
That's fun.
So
Derek, what's your favorite recent bad idea?
That I've had?
Yeah, your favorite one.
My favorite one? I think I black them out as a defense mechanism.
So you just don't deal with your
Which doesn't
bad ideas.
Help me in not making more.
Right.
Did not.
Then you can't learn from your bad ideas and get better at it.
Maybe I should start journaling.
Maybe. Yeah. It's that whole living in the moment thing. You're really good at it.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Bad ideas that I've made.
Not bad decisions that you've made, but bad ideas that you've had.
Bad
you
ideas.
You may have chosen not to follow through with the bad idea.
Can we pass?
10-second pass.
Mulligans.
Your turn.
My turn?
Yeah.
This one time, my friends decided that it would be a fantastic idea to drink a bottle of whiskey on the roof. And so we started doing that. And we'd been up all night. It was a while ago. And one of my friends decides that he's going to get on the upper part of the roof, which is much steeper than the mostly flat part where the rest of us have been drinking. And I thought about going with him, and I did not. And it was great, because three minutes later, he fell off the roof.
Was
he was fine.
Was it Honeycutt?
No, it was not.
Damn. Have you guys seen those Johnson Willis signs? And for our listeners that aren't Richmonders, it's a hospital around here. The ones like, it's like in quotes, it's like, honey, I think I'm gonna fix the roof today. And it's like, Johnson Willis. It's
like, estimated time, 7 minutes. One's waiting room.
One's like, quotes like, mom, watch this. It's like, that's kind of messed up, man.
It's true, though.
Famous last words.
They're all messed up. They're all just weird. The one that's like, I felt weird, but you saw a heart attack. What?
Yeah.
I thought it was a chili dog.
I thought it was a chili dog. Yeah. Saw a heart attack.
Like, that's on a billboard?
I saw that, yeah.
Why can't it just say hospital? Like, you know what to do. You know when you need us.
Yeah. We have an ER.
We're here when you need us.
I mean, apparently their advertising is working because we're talking about it. Just saying.
Yeah, but...
And every time I go past it, I crave a chili dog. So.
That too.
Yeah. And if you have sons, then hey, mom, watch this thing.
Exactly.
Return on the investment there.
Yeah. But what is it working for? Like, me trying to hurt my... like
choosing that hospital.
Yeah.
Like, the hot dog. Like, I was like, maybe I should fix the roof.
With a hot dog. Well, encouraging you to take chances.
While eating a chili dog.
It's okay. Try it. We're here.
It's all right. We can take
this. Away from us. Don't put the chili on at 7-Eleven and just leave.
Fix the roof, eating a chili dog, drinking a bottle of whiskey.
Fantastic.
Go eat your homeless person meal outside.
You might be able to do this, Johnson Willis. Shoot for the stars.
Rush
take a whack at it.
Roll the dice.
I don't know. Okay, what were we talking about?
See you in a few.
I was talking about bad ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Sean?
And then I started choking.
Rabbit trail.
I don't have ideas.
No, Sean had a bad idea today. He dropped his fork on the floor when we were eating, put it back in my napkin before our food came, then mixed them up like this.
Nice.
I was like, can I get another fork?
Yeah.
I risked it.
Okay, that was a bad idea I didn't make. Like, that was a hope that I got the fork.
Yeah.
He did wipe both of them off on his shirt, though.
That actually is probably the scariest part.
That, yeah.
He's like, what, my shirt's clean? I was like, I just watched you clean the house.
I'm used to it.
Yeah.
That's how you build up your immunities, dude.
That's right.
You heard it here first.
Johnson Willis. Close.
Yeah. Nice. Nice.
10 points, Derek. 10 points.
Yeah.
Are we getting paid from them or like?
You would think so.
I don't think that's how a hospital works.
We
anyway.
Should. I am the biggest closer now.
We really need to write them a letter.
We need sponsorship from Johnson Willis.
Yeah, we can think of these all day. We'll invoice them.
Ready, yeah. Brought to you by Bills Johnson.
Bills in the mail. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we all have really bad ideas.
Wow. How about it?
We're really good at that.
Whose turn is it?
Not it.
We already did one.
Exactly.
I passed.
Do you guys have any favorite bad idea stories that you either did or did not follow through on?
When we were probably 19 or so. Yeah.
And by we, you mean the Great Scots.
Yeah, the Scots and maybe Matt. I don't remember. Because the only booze that we could get our hands on was a big old thing of peach schnapps.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was terrible.
That's a bad idea.
But we got pretty drunk on peach schnapps and went around breaking into places.
Two bad ideas.
Wow.
Yeah, not really breaking in so much as just really bad trespassing.
Statute of limitations has been passed.
Yeah, just jumping a fence and jumping in a pool was not really like.
No, we
breaking in.
Can we say where?
That's a bad idea, but
yeah.
Yeah, because we climbed the fence of the diamond. And ran around the bases for a while.
Yeah, there was that.
And then we broke into Maymont, but we got scared there. And then we went over to U of R Stadium.
U of R Stadium was another one that didn't turn out so well.
Yeah. And not everybody did that one because that fence was higher. I think Boyce went a lot higher than anybody else. But,
yeah.
That sounds like another Matt.
I think mine was probably like a mullet.
I had a mullet.
Like in 8th grade, I was killing it. Road Warrior style. Yeah. Shaved right here.
Bad idea.
The waterfall in the back, and then I had like the lightning bolt earring and the whole deal, dude. I was mad.
I had a mullet too. Fuck the fist bump, man. Yeah, I had a mullet too.
Leather jacket. It's almost like the Charlie Sheen Wildman one.
Yeah, it was kind of like the Major League Wild Thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Total Wild Thing mullet. I love it.
Like poison patches sewn on the jean jacket and all that stuff, dude. Slaughter. The room got eerily quiet at that point.
I was just thinking.
No one shared my love for 80s hair metal, apparently.
Everyone stopped and stared at me.
I was just thinking, like, maybe that could work too. Like, I used to have a mullet, Johnson Willis.
I'm not gonna go to the hospital because
that one might be
ass.
The best one, actually.
Or, how's my mullet look?
Johnson Willis. Yeah. Yeah, more, dot, dot, dot.
More hey, baby, hop on.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Well, on that note,
hop on.
It's time to take a break. I'll
hop on this.
We are going to be back with more from LT and the Great Scots, and I guess some new ones coming up too, or a new one at some point coming up soon. New music here on Radio Rubber Room, but right now this is a new one from Lily and the Dirty Moccasins. This is Statue here on Radio Rubber Room.
It's the strangest relief to learn your beliefs aren't true. And it's hard to admit that the one life was it and is through. But at night you're alive and you stand there and smile like you do. But it only works if I'm still. So I'll stay a statue till I'm through. Thank you. what if I'm still I'm with you? So I'll stay a statue till I'm through.
Listening to Radio Rubber Room. Make sure you follow us at Radio Rubber Room on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Or better yet, write Facebook, request a love button specifically for our page because like just isn't strong enough a word. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, my friends, to Alejandro's fine world of art. I'm Alejandro, your host, and today we will be painting a still life of fruit on a table. First, pick your fruit and lay it gracefully on the table. Accent your fruit with candles and a bottle of fine wine for atmosphere. Be sure the fruit reflects the light just right. You can increase the luster by moistening them with oil. Apply generous amounts of oil to both hands and massage the fruit back and forth. Back and forth, showing plenty of attention to the tip. That should do it. Today I will be working with pastels. Mix the pastels until they are sticky, but still firm. Yes, sticky and firm. I prefer to use my hands so I can get very familiar with my material. Begin by sketching the basic shape of the fruit, so round and succulent. Round and succulent. Next, apply the paint in long, smooth strokes, making sure to accent the natural curves of the fruit. Oh yes, just like that. That's right, flick the brush around, yes, flick it for texture, right there, almost done, that's the spot. Oh dear. All finished. What a masterpiece. This has been Alejandro's fine world of art. Join us next time.
We'll be right back.
advertise your business with Radio Rubber Room. Send any inquiries to sponsoringrrr@gmail.com. That's sponsoringrrr@gmail.com. sponsoringrrr@gmail.com. Radio Rubber Room, putting RVA music into as many ear holes as possible.
Back. That was the LT and the Great Scots here on Radio Rev Room. I don't think there's actually a "the" in front of that.
Just LT and the Great Scots.
Yeah.
The LT. Just, but there is just a singular LT.
Just the LT and the Great Scots and Matt.
Dot, dot, dot.
Exactly. I think that sounds a little bit like BLT is the
yeah.
problem.
Yeah. Sean just perked up.
BLT. Someone said bacon.
It's kind of like a club sandwich.
LT. Yeah, like a baby club sandwich.
A BLT?
Is BLT is like, that's like a lame name for a sandwich, in my opinion.
It's a lazy worst. Name.
Like, it's a bacon sandwich. If I get a sandwich, I want lettuce and tomato on it. It doesn't matter what sandwich it is. It's not a club lettuce tomato. It's a club sandwich. It comes with lettuce and tomato. BLT, it's a bacon sandwich.
Yeah, I'm all about that third piece of bread.
Mm. I like three pieces of bread. Mm. A BLT is like one third of a club sandwich.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Just one third.
Yeah. It's not just enough. The top. So that was the new tune.
Yes.
And it's going to be recorded. Has not recorded. Yeah. Starting in March, I believe. Yes. What we came to earlier. So is this one a month stopping at the end of 2015, or may it carry over? Has that parameter been set?
I haven't thought that far ahead.
It's probably good.
Just living in the moment.
So one song on this album released 1 month at a time. Where are people going to be able to find it?
On
when they're released.
Well, recorded 1 month at a time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And not released 1 month at a time.
No. Released as quickly as possible.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, together.
Yeah. Well, no, singles. I think they're thinking singles.
So one. Yeah. So record it, release it, record, release.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I had that right. Thanks, Chanel.
I am allowed to be wrong sometimes too.
For the listeners, I'm Z snapping right now.
It's true. It's happening. It's a very weak Z snap.
Yeah, it was. I think it was only like a Y.
You got to use your wrist.
It's gotta be a little case.
And if you're watching the video, you just saw the actual demonstration of Z snapping.
Touche, video guy. Touche.
That's what I'm here for.
Look for the video versions of our podcast up on our YouTube channel starting soon, now that we've got our high-quality video in-house.
And a website in the
and
process.
And our website. It will be updated. You'll be able to live stream from our website soon.
Mm-hmm.
We've got John Lee here working out our logistics, how we're going to make that start.
We'll be
happening for Radio
Rubber. Blogging too, right?
We'll be blogging.
Probably expect one blog post a month as well.
I mean, maybe a little more than that.
Let's start with once a month.
I mean,
take a step.
It's a good goal.
Derek, we found a cheat.
What's that?
We hooked it into our Instagram.
Oh, that's. I gotta get a new phone.
It's kind of like how I Twitter.
Okay, well, I found a cheat for doing stuff for Radio Rubber, at least.
So, okay.
Anyway.
Where will those be available as you release them one at a time?
We're going to release them online. So, I mean, they'll be on our website and then various. I mean, I don't know how far we'll take it, if we'll put it on where it'll be on iTunes and all that. Probably. I mean, that'll be the goal, the plan. But you're really bringing up all kinds of holes in my plan here. Things I haven't thought through
just give them away at the show.
Yeah, we can talk through them here.
We can work through them now.
Brainstorm. Tell me, I got the kinks now. Why not?
You know, every time we've ever recorded, it's been, we've only recorded once collectively, but even that process was, it's always been such a long thing. We say, all right, we're going to go in and record a whole CD or a whole album, and it's going to be done in a month, and then a year and a half later, we're still working on it, and we've had five songs done for a while. So the idea was, you know, let's just make them available as soon as they're done and focus on one song at a time instead of having seven or eight songs undone and hanging out.
And then you've always got something new for...
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's also kind of gets around that whole thing where you get to the end and you've been working on stuff and there's something that, like, you hate it. Or, you know, there's something else that you wish you'd put on there, but you don't have the time or the money left to do it. So this kind of allows us a little bit more freedom to kind of pick and choose.
Do it when you can,
kind
of thing. Is there going to be, are you planning on a full release of it at the end, the whole collection as one thing?
A box set of singles. Yeah.
Very
great. You could
just
have one
CD, but here's seven.
Right.
Exactly. We wasted a lot of paper and whatever CDs are made out of.
A lot of jackets, a lot of discs.
We want more of your shelf space. We're greedy like that.
Also comes with a complimentary LT and the Great Scott's bookshelf.
Yeah. To house said collection.
That will take
you. I think eventually we'll put at least a few of them, maybe two or three of them as an EP, and do that sort of thing, more for having them to sell at shows and have actual physical copies for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
But again, another hole in our plan that we haven't discussed that far.
We don't think that far in advance.
That's what we're here to help with.
I think that's what we were talking about earlier. If you
the living in
then
the
I think it avoids bad ideas if you don't think about things.
There you go. Just leave your mind blank.
Just shut down.
Touche. Touche.
Like, if you don't think about it, you can't make a bad decision.
Just have that short-term memory loss.
I mean, sometimes not making a decision is a decision.
Well.
True.
Well,
the decision was to not make it.
Okay, vote 2000.
And sometimes not thinking is a bad idea.
And I think not thinking in general is always a bad idea.
There's exceptions.
There are exceptions.
There's exceptions.
All right, I'm not going next.
I'm done thinking about this.
Thank God. Thank God. I'll second that motion.
Yeah.
So we had a bunch of adventures this last week, and I kind of want to let everyone know the RVA All-Star Jam was awesome.
It was
a lot of adventures.
A whole bunch of people showed up. Mm-hmm. Whole bunch of music was made.
Maybe you know, there was ice everywhere.
We had our first RRR RVA group hug, mm-hmm. which was hilarious mm-hmm. and totally awkward.
It was
but full going. Of love.
Yeah,
full of love.
Somebody touched my butt, and I wasn't even in it.
I mean, that's really all you need. A little butt touching.
Yeah. A little butt touching.
And then you went on a road trip as well.
And we went on a road trip. Jeff and I actually road tripped up with Toxic Moxie to Black Cat in D.C. For their show with PBR and MH and his orchestra. And that was pretty epic.
That was sick. And we've got a full video of the Toxic Moxie set getting rendered right now at my house.
Awesome.
So that'll be out soon and on the website soon. And
absolutely. And all that kind of stuff. If you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, please look that up. It's.
Can you send me the link?
I can send you the link.
Okay.
I can send you. You can also find it on our Facebook page. And we actually have two channels. We have the official Radio Rubber Room channel, and then we have my channel. Which is chanel.rrr@radiorubberroom.com. It's attached to that email address, which is also where you should send me any music that you want me to hear for booking and the like. You can also find us on Instagram and find all of our crazy show pictures. Chanel from Radio Rubber Room and Radio Rubber Room RVA. Look us up. Be our friend. Show us your funny stuff. Send us videos of you playing music. We like those.
Hey, Chanel Ketch.
No.
Johnson Lewis.
Johnson Lewis.
Oh, abuse.
It's so true. We're throwing clementines at each other now. Because we're mature and stuff. But yeah, so we went to these shows, and it was super, super cool. And Jeff tried this awesome thing where he put this GoPro on a harness on Danny's chest. Danny Crawford from Toxic Moxie.
A little drummer cam.
So we have Danny Cam.
Danny Cam.
Dan Cam, it's going to be super
fun. We're excited
fun.
About it. The, we're probably also going to shoot MH when he comes through here at the end of the month.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that on the 30th at the Camel.
Bunch of videos coming up.
MH and his orchestra is a super fun band to see, and they are best friend, brother, sister band with Toxic Moxie now, Pink Moon family style.
And I saw on the Facebook, Toxic Moxie has a hater, bathroom wall hater.
Oh, no, I saw
that.
Awesome?
What? That is awesome. I love it.
Wow, that's intense.
Yeah, yeah. Someone tagged Toxic Moxie in a negative comment on a bathroom stall, so they're infamous now.
I forget what band it was.
You can't be awesome until someone tells you you suck.
Right?
I was in the bathroom at the Camel one night, and I saw a band that I really like, and somebody was like suck under it. And I got super pissed off, and I was a little tipsy, and I went up to Rand, and I was like, Rand, I gotta repaint the bathroom! And I just crossed it out.
just borrowed a marker from the bartender and just scribbled it out.
Yeah,
it's a good plan.
Problem solved. Do you guys have any haters?
Probably.
Yeah. I haven't seen one in a bathroom stall yet.
I haven't seen. Yeah, I haven't been in.
The well, bathroom. I mean, at least not band wise.
What compels people to do that? Like, everyone's gonna see it because they all pee here. I'm gonna
write. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm gonna get that.
We were.
I think it just comes out of no one giving a crap about their opinion, so then they figure people crapping will maybe.
Like, yeah, you're right. They do suck.
No one ever listens to me. Maybe this wall will.
It's the original blog space.
It is the original blog space.
The toilet stall.
The original blog.
I don't give a crap. Wait a minute. I do give a crap, but I don't care about this.
So it's like old school blogging.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Old and prostitution slush.
You might even call it logging.
And that is something to break.
Before I jump the shark.
This is Mighty Joshua with them a watching here on Radio Rubber Room.
Teaching, yo, them are watching, them are listening.
saying, through your actions, you are teaching, yo. Teach the little youth everything that you can. Reveal the truth so they may overstand. Motivate them to read like librarian. Encourage them to ask many questions. Feed them a diet vegetarian. Stay away from the junk food garbage can. Organize and liberate and work your plan. When they fall down, you got to help them stand. The journey starts with the reflection you see. It might require for us to dig deep. Stand firm, step away from the sheep. Be careful what you let them see.
Curiosity killed the cat. I don't think that's true unless the weird kid down the street is named Curiosity.
Guten Tag, I'm Benjamin Hitler, with an A, owner and proprietor of Hitler's Cupcakes. Don't be fooled by my name, I'm the good Hitler. My family name has been associated with cupcakes for generations. When I was just a wee lad Benji Hitler, I would watch Grandmama Hitler make cupcakes many a Klausenbergen summer's day. My dream has always been to create the perfect cupcake. Many years of potential mating were lost. Let us not forget mein workers.
Was ist das?
Es ist ein Brownie, mein Führer.
Ein Brownie? Das ist Cupcake-Schule. Nein, es ist Hitlers Brownies. Es ist Hitlers Cupcakes. Bin heimsig schlecht. Cupcake heilen. Die Brownie ist kaputt. Wer ist mein Luger?
You survive the employment process. Hitler's cupcakes are made from only the finest ingredients that I have personally chosen using a rigorous selection process. Grandmama Hitler would always say, best ingredients are tender, love, and caring.
But you were wrong, Grandma Hitler. It was vegetable oil and imported sugars.
Oh. Mine's struggle is finally over, and now Hitler's cupcakes are available.
Hitler's cupcakes come in one flavor, vanilla.
Get mine cupcakes today. Remember,
mine cupcakes are great. You will love my cupcakes. Get them in any store. The cupcake, das Cupcake Island. The cupcake ist mein Führer.
You never listen to me. You leave your underwear on the floor and the toilet seat up and
I guess it's that time of the month again. It's gonna be a long week.
Not this time, it's not. Like most of life's problems, there's always a little pill that can fix them. And this time is no different. New, from the scientist at Spoofco comes Mandol.
Mandol? What's that?
Mandol is a little pill that will solve all of your menstruation problems. Mandol is a carefully crafted blend of heavy sedatives and mild hallucinogens that will make you completely oblivious to the symptoms of your significant other.
Wow, that sounds like a lifesaver.
Oh, it's a lifesaver, all right. The red kind. When that emotional floodgate opens, Mandal is there to turn the sounds of bitching and moaning into a beautiful siren song.
You never listen to me. You leave your underwear on the floor and the toilet seat up and you're such an amazing man. Let me make you a sandwich while you watch the game. La 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 la.
God bless you, Spoofco.
You're welcome. Get your Mandal today at naked-jester.com.
Hey guys, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room. Here with another great product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. There's no hiding that I like to watch TV a lot. Watching TV can be made difficult whilst doing activities such as taking a shower, chopping vegetables, or driving a jet ski at night. Enough of that nonsense. My new product, it's totally amazing. Sean's TV helmet. I made it out of old microwaves. Sean's TV helmet condenses the mind-numbing entertainment you love into a convenient yet fashionable helmet. Simply plug my TV helmet into two electrical sockets. Wait just a few moments while it warms up. And just relax while the ear and nose plugs form fit to your head. That's snug. Now make sure you're within close proximity to the X-ray receiver interface. And bam, in no time you have access to a staggering 11 channels that I personally approved. What's going on in Sean's bathroom? And Shades of Purple are guaranteed to be your two favorite TV helmet stations. Sean's TV helmet uses highly powerful lasers to turn your eye into the projection screen, beaming the TV directly into your head. It's just like real life. Want to change the channel? Just put the oral remote deep in your mouth and change channels with your tongue. The helmet also comes with refillable odor pustules, bringing your TV helmet experience to the next level, with scents like old ham, a fermented banana, I hope, and what I think purple smells like. Having the power of dual microwave technology pulsing through your skull can get hot, so be sure to keep your scalp cooling cap in the freezer and wear before every use. Order my helmet today and I'll throw in my high-def eye drops. If you think you've seen the world, think again.
Hey guys, it's Chanel from Radio Rubber Room, and I want to see you on the dance floor at Emilio's at Radio Rubber Room Presents every other Wednesday night, 10 p.m., free at Emilio's downtown at the corner of Meadow and Broad. Bring your dancing shoes. Mention this ad. I will give you a free hug, possibly a bonus high five.
Sean here with another great product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Sean's high-def eye drops. They're great. They're totally amazing. Sure, watching TV and movies in HD is great. How about the rest of the world? Here, try them, Derek.
Ooh, tingly. It tingles.
You'll enjoy my high-def eye drops at the beach.
Dude, I can see Portugal from here.
Grocery shopping.
I can't find the beans.
They're in aisle 9, bro. You can't see them?
People watching.
Hey man, see that guy up there in the plane? I think we went to high school together.
Diagnosing friends' ailments.
I'm not gonna skirt the issue, man. Your liver is not looking good.
Spotting change.
Dude, how did you find that buffalo nickel? It was a foot under the ground. It's fines like these that are going to pay for my college education.
My high-def eye drops are great, not just for watching sports, but for playing them also.
I can see what the quarterback is thinking. I'm unstoppable!
Not only do they make everything look great, but also increase vision by up to 9,087%.
I just discovered a new ring around Saturn.
With each drop, the resolution becomes more clear.
Pluto is a planet. With a moon. And four rings.
You'll experience real life in up to 4,700 megapixels.
I can see every word in every book ever written. Hey man, see that guy up there in the plane? I can see the entire internet. And I know what it's thinking. I have seen the future and the past. I have seen the meaning of existence. I no longer require a body. Objects no longer matter, and matter is no longer an object.
To infinity plus one!
Dude, I can see Portugal in here. Hey, it's not right there, hey? I can see the entire internet. I know what it's thinking. I see the future and the past. I have seen the meaning of existence. I no longer require a body. Objects no longer matter, and matter is no longer an object.
Where is he?
He's seen too much. He's gone. Warning, do not take Sean's high-def eye drops with alcohol.
secrets like a chain. Bottle of wine, make it hard to hide them from your meddling eyes. So bear witness to my weakness. Lately I've been wondering, I'm rudderless, yeah, quite frankly lost. The path I'm on is circular and nothing seems to stray.
We're back, and that was another tune from LT and the Great Scots here on Radio Rubber Room, as always at Soundcheck Studios. So that was another one on the EP, correct?
Yep.
Correct.
Yep.
And where can people find the EP just one more time?
You can come out to a show.
Mm-hmm. That's the best way to get a hold of a copy. But you can also find it on pretty much anywhere online. It's on iTunes and all those other places.
Just search LT and the Great Scott. Is there backslash it? Or
yep.
Any combination?
I have a website, LT and A&E. Not the ampersand. And LTandthegreatscots.com. And we're also on Facebook.
All the, Spotify.
You can actually get the EP for free if you sign up on our emailing list.
And generally, if you come out to a show and you say, oh, hey, you guys are good, we'll probably give you one anyway.
Yeah.
And speaking of shows, you've got some of those coming up we can run through again, too, if you like.
Saturday. Sure,
this coming Saturday.
3:30 at Midnight Brewery. In Goochland.
Mm-hmm. Following Saturday, we're at Crossroads.
At 8.
We're going with 8.
8 in the evening?
Yes. And then we quick turnaround. We're at Strange Ways the very next day, Sunday at noon.
How do you think an 8 o'clock coffee, like 8 a.m. coffee shop showed good? There'd be a lot of people there, I feel like. There'd be a good crowd.
Probably no one listening to the show. And also...
Yes, sorry. I'm playing their radio station.
Speaking of nobody listening...
Sean was listening to something else. Oh, there's going to be a test.
Seven.
Damn it.
The answer is...
Oh, that sounds good. Got
seven. It.
My problem with coffee shop shows is always the sound of the espresso machine.
Crossroads isn't like that, though. Yeah, we've done our fair share because before
we used to do Urban Farmhouse a lot. And the brunches on Sunday.
Yeah, that was
out over in the Midlothian or the one over here.
We did one over here.
Well, it was like the first thing
Shaco.
I did.
Shaco. We did Shaco.
We did Shaco was the first thing.
And
I did.
And then we did a couple out at the Midlothian, and that was
that one we did in Shaco was early.
Yeah,
we did some.
That was like 11?
Yeah, there are brunches.
There's that one over in Churchill now, too.
Yeah, and there are another one in Scott's Edition, too.
Right. Scott's Edition is going to have one, too, yeah.
So Scott's Edition. Great Scott.
I know.
Great Edition. Sorry. Sorry.
Wow, no, that's all good.
Sorry. You got to get Johnson. Yeah, I know. 10 points I gave you.
Yeah, I know.
Did I lose him?
Yep. Please, take me to Johnson Willis.
You can
take away points, can you?
Can you take away points?
I can.
Points.
Oh, Sean, you had
that great Scott fact too, right? You want to ask them the question?
Are you guys thinking about Back to the Future?
That's pretty much where she had the idea of saying, let's call it just Great Scott. But
Christopher Lloyd.
Certainly from my love of Back to the Future.
How
many times? Do you guys know how many times they use that expression in the movies?
In the actual movie, Back to the Future?
A lot.
13.
Lucky number.
My guess was going to be more than one. So, I was in the ballpark.
Not as many as 13. That's a lot.
Hey, you went a clear time.
That movie's going to be 30 years old, though. How bad does that make you feel?
Not bad.
The future from that movie is now. Is this year?
I know. Isn't that ridiculous? Yeah. Back then, the hoverboards and all that shit was 2015.
Wearing those crazy hats and shit.
Yeah.
A jacket is supposed to automatically fit me too.
Yeah.
Where are my self-flaking?
The self-lacing Nikes were pretty rad too.
I think that movie probably made everyone lazy.
Yeah.
And flying cars.
Everybody's like, yeah, they'll have that shit by then.
Hoverboards and flying cars and freaking Jaws.
I want
flying cars. The next future from the 80s is Running Man. That's 2017.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
I'm still waiting to see this double tie that McFly had.
Yeah.
The double business tie. He's twice the businessman.
But you're right.
Arguing with Flea or whatever.
That's it.
Yeah, he's arguing with Flea.
Nobody calls me chicken. Nobody.
I think rewatching that movie with people that no one ever remembers that Flea's in that movie. Until they're watching it and they're like, oh yeah, Flea's in this movie. Yeah.
I think the double tie would be one of the easiest things to actually pull off now.
Yeah.
I think we can make that happen. The easiest.
A little easier than hoverboards and self-lacing shoes.
Well, Tony Hawk just tested out the first hoverboard.
Of course.
That's cool.
So.
Who?
A little late, Tony.
Tony Hawk.
Yeah. Where you been, Tony?
Real famous.
I thought he said
like
Timmy Spock.
Cool. Whatever.
Says the sound.
Timmy Spock and Tony Hawk. Yeah.
I need headphones that are turned up.
Yeah. At this point.
I can't hear you unless you're getting drilled in my ear.
Yeah.
You guys aren't loud enough.
Sounds really good, huh?
What?
So
we've also got some
Radio Rubber Room.
Reel them back in.
So we've also got some Radio Rubber Room shows coming up. Our next one is at Emilio's on Wednesday, January 28th. Accidents from DC is coming down. They'll be playing with the Loose Cannon. And possibly another band that we play often and love very much here in Richmond and on the show, So stay tuned. We'll keep you posted. Check our Facebook events.
Nice tease.
Who could it be?
Oh. I'm really confused.
No, you just don't know.
Johnson Willis.
Johnson Willis.
I'm really confused. Johnson Willis.
We really need to find a band called Johnson Willis.
Look down, yeah. Side project.
Right. Yeah. There you go.
Well, guys, it has been a blast. We've enjoyed it. Right. Anything on. Else you want to get out to the peoples?
Any other plugs?
No, cheap, I think we've covered them all. Plugs.
Yeah, a lot of shows coming out. It's great.
Yeah.
Get on the website. Sign up for the email list.
Free EP.
Get your free digital download of the EP. Yeah, or come to a show and just take one, like most people do.
We got to name
or
your own price.
Throw them at you. Too.
Yeah, yeah. How much? Like in the when they're in the middle of the song. Yeah, that's usually him. And
it's
I
usually
like,
you know,
buy us a beer.
Drop some money in the tip jar, and we'll let you take it away.
Well, yeah, it's you know, it's all good. So
sweet.
Come
sounds
to shows.
Like a good deal.
Good deal.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
You guys are awesome. Thanks so much for
thank
coming
you.
On.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
It was fun.
Well, fantastic. Everyone have a great night. Drive safe. Tip your bartenders and your servers excessively.
Go see live music.
Yeah. Listen to it.
Tonight, I'm going up to Carey Street Cafe for open mic. It's every Tuesday. House band is Dalton Dash. Amazing things have happened there so far. Can't wait to see what happens tonight.
Okay.
Stay away from the liquor and the roofs. Well, we don't want you on the rooftop with a bottle of Jack tonight or anything.
Right.
And if
stay
you see Chanel
stay away
on
from
a roof,
bad ideas.
I think yeah. We should cut that story just so that comment makes no sense.
What happened to Chanel's bad idea?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Which one?
We Chanel can doesn't have bad idea.
Well,
on that note.
That was the funniest thing said ever.
Only if you know me.
Right, true.
This is Bandrew with Crack a Smile. Good night and a good day. Oops.
Sean here with another great product that I developed in Grandpa's Tool.
Just
this
kidding.
Is a new one.
There we go.
It's Andrew with B.
If anybody wants to get me a PBR and put it on my tab, that'd be cool. Hey, thanks, Cassie. Thank you.